Good morning, brothers and sisters. I want to thank you for your prayers. I'm feeling much better. As you know, I've been sick pretty much all week. Not 100%, but maybe 90% better. So thank you for your prayers. And I was so sick, there were even 2 days I couldn't get out of bed, didn't even celebrate Mass. It was very difficult. You can imagine it was a struggle to say my prayers, so I didn't do a lot of meditation in preparation for the homily today. Just kind of briefly read over the gospel a few times. However, the gospel is clearly about the virtue of humility. It's something I try to preach on often. The most important virtue in regards to growing in all virtues. And so I thought I would share with you a story that I think illustrates in a personal way for me the importance of the virtue of humility and why God allows us to be humiliated in our life to grow in that virtue. So no one likes to be humiliated. It's not the most pleasant thing in the world, and I would say if I had to choose a group of people who are most terrified of being humiliated, those would probably be high school students, right? They're most concerned with looking good amongst their peers and being accepted and things like that. So when God was trying to help me grow in this particular virtue, he chose high school to humiliate me in a very unique way. I was a junior. I had just transferred from a different high school, so I was fairly new, only there about a semester, and still trying to get to know my classmates and the other students. You know how that's that awkward phase of going to a new school. You know, you don't really have any real friends yet, and you're trying to, if not be cool, at least not be noticed in a bad way. So the principal had called a general assembly. Now, I wasn't feeling good. You know, I've had stomach problems my whole life, so I asked the teacher if I could stop by the restroom before going to the assembly. She gave me permission, and I thought I'd just run and use the bathroom and then run to the gym and meet my class there. Well, let's just say it took me a bit longer than I expected, so by the time I get out of the restroom and go to the gym, the whole school is present. Everybody's already there. Every class has been called. All of the students are on one side of the gym on the bleachers, and all of the faculty and staff are on the other, and the principal is standing in the middle of the gym with the microphone, and I open the door, and of course it creaks. And he stops talking, and the whole school turns to look at me. And I freeze for a second. I realize I can't stay there for long, so I try to pick up my pace and just find a seat as quickly as possible. But because I sped up so quickly, I caught my toe on the floor and tripped. And I was kind of in such shock, I didn't even catch myself. I fell flat on my face and smacked the floor in front of the whole school. Now, this may sound like a scene from a movie, but this is true. This really happened to me. And you know when something shocking or fearful is happening to you, it's like everything slows down. So as I'm falling and hitting the floor, my first thought is, my life did not flash before my eyes, but I did pray for death. I said, Lord, take me now, please, right? And as I hit the floor, I just laid there for a moment. It seemed like an eternity. And I asked God, I said, this is it. Just take my life, let the fall kill me. I don't know, doesn't matter, you know. Please don't make me get up. So as I'm laying there, I realize I have to get up. I'm not really injured at this point. Sadly, I was still alive. And I didn't know what to do. You know, I was trying to think of the possible options. You could hear the intake of breath from everyone in the room. You know, whether they're going to laugh or cry, you know, who knows what was going to happen. I just knew I was humiliated in front of the whole school. So while I'm laying there thinking, okay, I can get up and run out of the room. That's one option I have, and just do everything in my power to avoid this situation. But I knew that wouldn't work. I knew that wouldn't work because then everybody would laugh at me and I'd be the running joke of the school for the rest of my time there. I knew I could get up and very sheepishly walk to the bleachers and sit down, but again, I'd be humiliated, everybody would laugh, and I couldn't think of what to do, and I kid you not, I heard a voice say as clear as day in my mind, embrace it. And I really believe it was my guardian angel. And it just said, embrace it. And I knew exactly what it meant for some reason, probably just God's grace. So I stood up as quickly as I could, and I threw my arms into the air and I screamed, "Yeah!" And the whole school erupts in laughter and stands up and gives me the standing ovation and is cheering me on as I'm running along the bleachers, you know, slapping everybody's hands. Even the principal was clapping me as I went to sit down. So, I tell you this story because in an important way, I really think it does illustrate what our Lord is trying to explain to us in the gospel. He's telling us not to be presumptuous or prideful, that when we go to a party to take the lowest place. I think of it like when I was a child, grew up in a big family, we would always fight for the front seat of the van. There's always a bunch of kids, those of you who big families know what I mean. And it's like our Lord saying, no, take the back seat. Take the back seat of the car. Take the most uncomfortable or weakest position. Let someone else have the head position. And then if the host calls you up, you will receive the adulation of everyone there. You'll be honored as opposed to humbled. And that's why Jesus tells us, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and everyone who humbles himself will be exalted. Now, how was I exalted from this humiliation? And that's a very important point to mention. You see, again, I was new to the school. Very few people knew my name. But every day, for the rest of the time I went to that high school, everyone knew my name. And it wasn't like, oh, you're the funny guy who tripped and fell. No, even the teachers, oh, David, good morning, how are you doing? It's good to see you today. The rest of the students, I became one of the most popular kids in that school. Can you imagine? People would just come up to me and sit down with me at lunch and start talking, wanted to get to know me and hang out. And at first I didn't understand what had happened. And so I started thinking about it and praying about it and saying, God, what? This doesn't make sense. I was humiliated. I mean, yes, I embraced it and tried to recover from it to the best of my ability. But why am I now admired by the rest of the school? And it was for one simple purpose or reason. Everyone is terrified of humiliation, right? Everybody is. And yet what they saw in me was that I had the ability to overcome it. I didn't let the humiliation break me. And that was, of course, the grace of God. And so what I realized was the rest of my classmates and the rest of the school, even the teachers, were impressed by how I handled that with humility, how I accepted it, and I did not run from it in pride. And in admiring that in me, they liked me more because of it. And yet for each one of us, if you think of the people in your life who have endured some type of humiliation and yet endured it either gracefully or comically, but endured it well, you admire them, don't you? On some level, you look up to them. You think, oh, I wish I could handle situations like that. And that's what our Lord is saying. If you don't simply endure humiliation well, that's important, but if you embrace that virtue, if you actually choose the lowest part, the most humble position, not only will God raise you up, will lift you up and bless you, because it's a great virtue, it's the greatest, but everyone else who sees you will admire you. So you're blessed, not only by God, but from those around you. That's why we shouldn't fear this virtue of humility. We should not fear humiliations, as painful and as difficult as they are, and that's understandable. They're not our enemy. In fact, they're one of the greatest means to growth and holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.